Overcoming Fear. Published 23 December 2010. You see a cute girl. She's made eye contact with you two or three times now. Once you thought you even caught her smiling, there are butterflies in your stomach. Your mind races. What do I say? What do I say? You come up with a couple possibilities, then decide, no, that's stupid. You decide to play it cool, see if she looks over again. You keep waiting. 10 minutes go by and she doesn't look back. Now some other guy is talking to her and she's laughing and grabbing his arm. You blew it. Most men have been faced with this situation before. For some of us it happens when we want to meet a woman. For some of us it happens when we want to call a woman. For some of us it happens on dates or in the bedroom. But the cause is the same across the board. We're gripped by fear. And this fear either causes us to screw up royally or to take no action at all. What are you afraid of? The first step to conquering your fears is to acknowledge them. A lot of times, we aren't even aware of what causes us fear. We're so afraid of it, we've never even stopped to consider that it's fear that's holding us back. I used to be so shy that the mere thought of walking up to a woman I didn't know on the street and saying anything seemed completely absurd to me. I was that oblivious to my own social anxieties. So what causes resistance in you? Here are some common points of resistance for men when it comes to dealing with women. Meeting and approaching women, many men are too nervous to ever go up and say the first word, even when a woman signals that she wants to meet you. Holding conversations with women, many men will politely excuse themselves or leave for no good reason other than they're so nervous talking to an attractive woman. Flirting with women, a lot of men are afraid of offending women or being too forward. Calling women or meeting them for a date. Going for the first kiss. Having sex with women, believe it or not, a lot of guys are afraid to try and have sex with a woman. Commitment and relationships. Take a minute and write down 10 things that you're afraid when it comes to women. And then ask yourself why. Why are you afraid of calling girls? Why are you afraid to approach a woman you find attractive at a party? Why are you afraid to go for the first kiss? Most of the answers will come down to fear of rejection and fear of intimacy, expressing your emotions. What is your pattern? The next step to overcoming your fears is to figure out what your pattern is. See, when all of us are confronted with our fears or anxieties, we have a pattern or strategy that we usually use to deal with them. For instance, my pattern is apathy. Whenever I'm confronted with something I'm afraid of, I pretend or scratch that. I convince myself that I don't actually care. Over the years working with hundreds of men, here are some other guys' patterns that I've noticed. Blame game. The blame game is where, when confronted with something he's afraid of, a guy proceeds to blame someone else for his fear. For instance, let's say you're anxious about giving a presentation at work. Someone who does the blame game's natural response will be to come with all sorts of reasons why his boss is stupid, and he's way too smart to be doing this anyway. In the context of women, the blame game will often result in guys convincing themselves stuff like, oh, she's stuck up, or she's just into guys who are good looking, or she's too stupid for me anyway, or this club is too loud to talk to people, or women in Miami are just bitches, I need to find a new city. As you can see, the excuses and blame are pretty ridiculous and they can run pretty deep. The awful part of the blame game is that with it comes anger. And if you do it enough, the anger will pile up and you will end up with some pretty angry and irrational beliefs about women. Guys who have played the blame game their whole lives may develop screwed up beliefs like, women only like guys who are taller than 6 feet, or all women care about is how much money a guy has, or all girls in bars are stupid and shallow. This can lead to some pretty dark places. Apathy and avoidance. This has always been my Achilles heel, and it's quite common. Apathy and avoidance is exactly as it says. It's when a guy convinces himself that he doesn't care or that it's not important to him. I did this for years. I convinced myself that I didn't care about meeting women and that it didn't really matter if girls I liked didn't find me attractive. Well, after enough years of sitting home alone looking at porn while all of my friends were going through girlfriend after girlfriend, I had a rude awakening. I do care. Apathy and avoidance isn't the worst response when avoiding our fears with women, in that it usually can't last forever. We're biologically wired to pursue women, so at some point instinct will win over. Where it is dangerous is in other areas of our life, such as career, family, or hobbies. The apathy and avoidance pattern is the root behind the couch potatoes and disgruntled office workers of the world. intellectualizing a popular one when it comes to men and dating advice. In fact, I guarantee that this is part of the reason you're here. You have some sort of fear, anxiety, or pain related to women, and instead of actually doing something about it, you got online and decided to look up an answer that you could study. Intellectualizing is fairly harmless in that it provides side benefits. You learn a ton about a lot of things, and ultimately, the intellectualizing will lead to more self-awareness and help clarify what sort of action you need to take. But there are many men who use intellectualizing as just another form of avoidance. It tends to be really smart guys too, which is a problem because the smarter you are, the more you're able to intellectualize and convince yourself that you need to learn and understand more. When it comes to women, this is not the answer. Honestly, if you went out and approached women for a year without ever reading a word of dating advice, you'd probably do okay. Sure, this stuff all helps, but in the end, your best teacher is your experience. There comes a certain point where learning more about a subject is no longer beneficial and, on the contrary, is just going to get you more mixed up and confused since you have no experience to actually apply your knowledge to. Intellectualizing also ends up having a backlash. Once you study a subject that creates anxiety in you so much, you're just putting even more pressure on yourself when it comes to overcoming that fear. Often what happens is the guy who intellectualizes and studies something that makes him afraid, even though at first studying will make him less afraid, after a certain point, it just makes the fear worse and worse and worse. There are more patterns, but these three above are the main ones that I've run into with men trying to improve themselves with women. Did you notice a commonality in everything I said above? All of the patterns that come up in the face of our fears do two things. They avoid the fear, and they usually do it by convincing ourselves of something. The blame game guy will convince himself that it's her fault. The apathy guy will convince himself that it doesn't matter. The intellectualizing guy will convince himself that he needs to learn and understand more first. Also, realize that no one is 100% one or the other. We all do all of these from time to time. It's just we all have our default pattern that we typically fall back on over and over again. Breaking your pattern. The key to overcoming your fears is first and foremost to break your patterned response to your fear. This requires a certain level of self-awareness and discipline. So for instance, when I was learning to approach women, I had a lot of fear and anxiety, and my pattern was apathy. So I'd be hanging out in a bar, see a cute girl I liked, and my immediate reaction would be to say something like, "Hey, I don't really feel like talking right now," or "I don't feel like meeting girls right now." This was complete bullshit. I had purposely gone out that night for no other reason than to meet girls. I had been reading books and websites all week about nothing but meeting girls. I wanted to meet girls. It wasn't until I became aware of this pattern that I was able to start breaking it and forcing myself to talk to that girl I wanted to talk to, even when my mind was telling me that I didn't want. So here's some helpful ways to break your own pattern. Take one of the items that you wrote down that you're afraid of from above. Now write down your pattern with it. So for instance, calling women pattern is apathy. Now create a goal for yourself. For instance, call every phone number I get no matter how much I don't care. Write it down. Tell a friend or a buddy what you plan on doing and ask him to keep you accountable. That last item is so important. Sharing your fears and having someone keep you accountable is so massively important in this whole process and makes it 10 times easier. Even the very act of sharing your fear with someone who can empathize and understand goes a long way to relieving the pressure. That's why I focus a lot on community in my online training program. Because not only do you need some clear structure and process-oriented goals to overcome this stuff, but it's good to have people in the same boat who can guide you along the way. If you're interested in something like this, you can read a free 30-page PDF on the program here, Get a Girlfriend Guaranteed.